100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and the topic this week was sturdy. We got a bunch of stories in. I hope you enjoyed writing them, recording them, sharing them, because I'm going to enjoy publishing this. Laying on the sofa, got the microphone, the laptop. What could be better? Probably some coffee or tea. So I'm going to go get some coffee and tea while you folks listen to the stories, and I will be back in a moment.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of sturdy. It's called Leaving the Island. Our raft was a sturdy construction. Planks we'd salvaged from the wreck, firmly lashed together with vines, and a number of empty rum casks from the remains of the cargo as outriggers for buoyancy. We were pleased with our work, but the task ahead was still daunting. The open ocean, with no protection, and only the vaguest hope we'd survive. The thought of heading out on our raft into that uncertain future was a sobering thought. So, we cracked open another barrel of rum, and sobriety, along with all thoughts of escape, soon departed. The raft burned terribly well. There it is, my story, and me done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 704 with a prompt of sturdy. The grandkids are still here and I can't get to my microphone. Here we go again. Just as Bilbert thought the principal was going to come unglued on him, he was saved by the girls' PE coach. Ms. Gastrock climbed onto a small table and shouted, "Okay, boys and girls. It's time for a little game I like to call, mix and match." The students never found out what the game entailed because, as the coach drew in a breath, the table, obviously less sturdy than the coach believed, collapsed beneath her weight. The principal rushed to where Ms. Gastrock lay on her back. Bilbert took advantage of the distraction and slipped away to find Linali Amanda. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You should always pick a sturdy beam from which to suspend the hooks. Too often, people underestimate just how heavy a dead human body is. And the last thing you want to happen is to have your ceiling brought crashing down due to an insubstantial fixture. Why hang them in the first place? I hear you ask. Which shows how little you know. The best flavor comes with air drying and a curing process that can't be rushed. If you want second-rate meat, by all means, throw it straight in the freezer. But I have more refined tastes.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. Let's go to my story. The cave hideout stank of bacon. Whoever was there had cooked himself a hearty meal. The treasure, however, had to be moved. He tiptoed inside. A lamp sat by the side of the entrance and lit the way. When he reached the spot, he shoved a few chests aside. Ah, it's not here. In a frenzy, he ducked through the sand. It's not here. That's when a sturdy little man waltzed in. You want the cave? You can have it. I bought myself a new crib. And he waltzed away, throwing a pebble at his head. Didn't do a thing, unfortunately. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the subject, sturdy. Her proper name was Emilienne, but when she grew up to be a heavy-set little girl, and not the delicate, wispy, aristocratic ideal of a daughter, everyone mocked her with a commoner's name. Sturdy Jane, Sturdy Jane, the other high-born children jeered, while imitating her stumpy gait, until her parents hid her away in the servants' quarters. She learned a great many things among the servants, who became as friendly to her as if she were one of them, and not Emilienne de Coucy Sancièrement et Carabon. Her parents were the first up against the wall when she led the revolution.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening's called Balances a Bitch. Sam grew up on the north side of Chicago. No sane parent was about to let a kid bike through those streets. Wasn't going to happen. One of the selling points of his parents' move to the South Subs was he could finally have a bike. Here, proudly presented Dad, a red Swin fit for a six-year-old. What are those? Protested Sam. Training wheels. They'll make the bike sturdy. Okay, thought Sam, and took off with Dad's left hand on his shoulder. When Dad let go, Sam listed hard right, then plowed into the sidewalk. Don't think so. That's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Arthur was a furniture designer, and he insisted on making sturdy furniture. When Arthur was young, his father died in an earthquake when some flimsy bookshelves fell on him. So he was obsessed with bracing everything and sturdiness. He came up with the perfect balance of strength and portability. It wasn't pretty, and some of it was downright ugly. The military bought some of his designs, and he became very rich. He built a mansion and filled it with fancy furniture. None of it used his practical, ugly designs. So, when an earthquake hit, Arthur died under a flimsy bookshelf.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of sturdy. You want to read the text of them? You don't know what you've been told? One a day until the day I die.com. Links and this and that, everything. Also, the topic for next week is Tool. So if you feel like writing, recording, go ahead. Want to take a break? Go ahead. If you had an idea for sturdy or any of the other topics and you're like, oh my God, I should have written this, go ahead, write it. If you want to record it, send it on in. Go right on ahead. I will share it in the feed. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.